In a march toward EPA headquarters, a coalition of environment groups and citizen scientists, like Molly Rausch, rallied for new safeguards on power plants.
We have to limit the causes of climate change, and carbon pollution from power plants is one of the main causes of this problem.
Inside a packed hearing room, Rausch sat at a desk facing EPA officials. She spoke for her children and for Moms Clean Air Force, the national nonprofit where she works on air quality issues.
This is why I'm here today, and I'm sure that you have children who you love in your life. If we continue to allow carbon pollution to be spewed into the air unchecked, we'll be leaving our children with an uncertain, unhealthy, and unsafe future.
America's 1,000 coal-fired power plants supply 40% of the nation's electricity and account for one-third of the polluting emissions, which the Obama Climate Action Plan has promised to curb. The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, came to the hearing to support his home state, which is a big coal producer.
By now, it is clear that this administration and your agency have declared a war on coal. For Kentucky, this means a war on jobs and on our state's economy.
Next to speak was Brian Patton, who comes from a long line of Kentucky coal miners. Today, he's president of James River Coal Service. His company has laid off 725 workers over the past 6 months. He told the EPA officials he fears that new rules could bring even greater hardship to an already economically depressed area.
Understand, these are communities of just 1,000, 2,000 people, 3,000 people. And when you have that type of an economic impact due to regulations, many of which that are regulations that come from Washington, D.C., that have very little understanding of what the outcome is for local folks, for folks that get up and go to work every day, and what that impact will be for their families in the future, then that's wrong.
Scott Siegel directs the Electric Reliability Coordinating Council, an industry trade group. He warned that restrictive measures would force plants to close, spur job loss, and cut what is now reliable and affordable energy for millions of people.
The downside consequences of reduced electric reliability or even increased electric rates in the United States have a real human face. I'm not just talking about folks that mine coal and communities that mine coal, or that produce natural gas. I'm talking about individuals living in big cities that can't heat their home in the winter or that can't cool their home off sufficiently in the summer. These have real human health impacts.
Siegel added that it would make more sense for public health and the planet for the EPA to enforce energy efficiency and pollution controls already on the books.
If we impose a unilateral rule, the ironic impact may be to actually increase the carbon burden of this globe by shifting manufacturing of goods to places that are frankly less energy efficient than the United States.
David Doniger is a climate policy analyst for the Natural Resources Defense Council, one of the nation's largest environmental groups. He countered that it is the EPA's job to regulate carbon as a pollutant and to put in place new rules that would shift the United States to a cleaner energy economy.
No one is proposing standards that would knock out all those power plants. We're talking about a shift from the dirtier ones to the cleaner ones and from all those fossil fuel powered ones towards renewable and even nuclear sources of energy.
Doniger says such a systems-based approach, running the cleaner plants more and the dirtier ones less, would reduce emissions by 25% by 2020. Simply put, he says, more efficient plants cost less to run.
So it's a better deal for customers of the power companies. It's a better deal for us as citizens. And the ones who might lose are the ones who are invested in some of the oldest and dirtiest plants.
Doniger says protecting the oldest and dirtiest plants is not the EPA's mandate. Protecting clean air is.
That's the only way that we can continue to have the way of life we want without running into the wall on climate change impacts. Which in turn will come back and destroy the quality of life we have.
The EPA is now considering comments from the nationwide hearings and will issue proposed standards in June. The stricter rules will help the Obama administration meet its pledge to reduce carbon emissions from 2005 levels by 17% by the end of the decade. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.